From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, June 17th, 2014. Kyle Adams is reporting in the Daily Mail the Greene County Ambulance Task Force is expecting the first draft of an analysis of its current operations by mid-July. The task force was appointed late last year to explore opportunities for building a better county EMS system. The group met last week with the consultant charged with analyzing response data for the past 3 years from each of the county's 14 agencies. Understanding that data will provide insight into how resources can be deployed. In addition to statistical information, the study will include surveys of each agency's demographics and operating challenges. This study, like all of the task force's work so far, was funded by a grant from the Rural Health Network. The task force will next meet July 8th at the Greene County Emergency Services Building in Cairo. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. Adam Clayton is reporting in the Register Star, Columbia Greene Community College will limit smoking areas on campus during the coming school year and expects to have a smoke-free campus by the fall of 2015. President Jim Campion announced the plan Monday, June 16th. Campion said the coming year will be used for education and preparation for faculty, staff, students, and visitors. The smoke-free campus policy requires there be no smoking anywhere within the vicinity of campus, which includes parked cars. The college's Board of Trustees will officially act on the smoke-free policy in 2015. Read the full story in the Register Star. Casey Seeler is reporting in the Times Union, Fordham University law professor Zephyr Teachout announced Monday, June 16th, she'll primary incumbent Andrew M. Cuomo for governor on the Democratic line. Zephyr was rejected 2 weeks ago for the nomination of the Working Party's family in favor of Cuomo. Teachout is joined by her running mate, Tim Wu, for the announcement. Wu is a Columbia Law School professor and advocate for internet neutrality. Teachout said she was not a fan of Cuomo's Startup New York plan. That program grants tax breaks to companies that relocate to zones alongside public and some private higher education institutions. She called it a trickle-down economic policy that really boils down to favors. Teachout cited the governor's decision to mothball the Moreland Commission on Public Corruption as an example of what she described as his habit of saying one thing but doing another. Read the full story in the Times Union. Looking at the weather forecast for Greene and Columbia counties, today will be mostly sunny with a high near 87. Tonight, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 8 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 65. The chance of precipitation is 50%. New rainfall amounts of less than a tenth of an inch, except higher amounts possible during thunderstorms. Wednesday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly sunny with a high near 86. Wednesday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 2 a.m., then a slight chance of showers, partly sunny with a low around 64. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 84. Thursday night, mostly clear, low around 56. And Friday, sunny with a high near 81. And Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 55. Sunrise today was at 5:18 a.m. and sunset today is at 8:34 p.m. with the length of the day being 15 hours and 15 minutes. This has been the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, June 17th, 2014. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Katie Donnelly. Have a great day.